So often we pray for our desire, but what about God's?
That's right. We'll get into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Phone lines are open right now, family. We're taking your phone calls live, 877-7-LETS-PRAY.
That's right. Welcome, family. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We are an interactive global community of prayer, social media, voicemail, and text. Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY. The phone lines are open now.
That's right. And while we're waiting for your phone calls to get ready so that we can take your requests to the throne room, if you're joining us on our Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live, don't forget to tell us from where you're watching. We want to know. Today, we're continuing our look at Elijah. We're continuing our series on the prayers of the righteous. But today, we're going to be looking at the words of Jesus Christ himself. And before we get into our topic and your calls, let's bow our heads together.
Let's pray. Dear God, we are grateful for this time. Lord, so much going on in the world and in the country. But we pause to reflect on you, and we just ask that you would join us in this place, wherever we are around the world, that we would come together and make our requests known to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for answering. Thank you for loving us and abiding with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mario, I'm curious how your week is going. I know there's a lot of up and down going on. There's a lot of high emotion and anticipation in the United States, but we are not the only country in the world. And so there is a globe full of people that are also watching, but dealing with their own things going on as well.
Yeah, that's right, Season. We are certainly more of a global family these days, maybe more than ever before with technology. And so it seems like the world is kind of on pause for some of us, but on others, it's a normal day. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. God has blessed our family this week. There's things going on here and there, but we are fortunate to have, I was just thanking God, a washer and a dryer, lights that work, food in the refrigerator. I was literally just thanking God about that a couple hours ago. And so that's where I'm at today. Just thankful for what he's been doing in our lives as a family and as an individual. How about you?
Doing great. And I love the example, Mario. As usual, you are, you've got your focus in the right spot pertaining to Jesus Christ and leading your family. I really appreciate that. My husband is feeling similarly. You know, he's looking to the future. We're grateful for what we've got. I'm just hunkered down. I've been focused on the program all day today, just really looking forward to this time together. It is such a relief to be able to take my concerns, because it's not just you and I praying, you know, for other people. We're in this too. We're shoulder to shoulder, all of us. So to be able to take our concerns honestly, and to just kind of lighten the load, be together, seek our Heavenly Father, and believe in his supernatural ability to provide peace in the midst of what seems like somewhat of a chaotic time right now.
I totally agree, Season. The Holy Spirit said to me today, I believe it was the Holy Spirit, he said, listen, your peace is literally a deep, sometimes it's literally a deep inhale and a great exhale away. Just to kind of focus yourself and arrest your attention and your focus. And I've done that today, and I've seen how God is just working in just a simple deep breathing exercise. So just grateful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate that. There's that therapeutic side of you, that clinical understanding of just being able to center yourself on Jesus, breathe in, breathe
That's
out,
right.
just a little simple self-care. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, family, speaking of self-care, we're going to jump into the Word of God in a bit of a peculiar time. This is in John chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. Jesus is kind of predicting his death right here. So you're like, well, that doesn't sound very hopeful and very wonderful right now. But family, hang in there. We're going to talk it out with you. So chapter 12, 27 and 28 of John, it says, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." There's the prayer of the righteous. "Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." I cannot help but think of a movie I saw in my younger years where the young lady says, "You better bring it." And she says, "Oh, I have brought it. Like, don't you worry about it." And that's what our Father, and not to be irreverent in any way, but it really reminds me of the Lord turning around and saying, "You know what, son? I have glorified my name. And you know what? I'm going to do it again." Yeah. He might not have that much attitude when he says it, but I think he's our Lord is, he's intentional. He knows exactly what's what.
Hey, listen, I love this season. You and I, and really all of us, are an expression of what the Father is and how he operates. So I love the aspect of you giving a little neck there with that, a little attitude. Listen, I see in that text, and I really appreciate your emphasis. I see in that text as well, Jesus choosing not to run from it. He said, "What am I going to do?" Essentially, if I paraphrase it, am I getting ready to back out of this thing? No, I've come here to do this. I'm here for a reason, and I have a purpose to fulfill. And I believe, season, that's where we're at as well. Some of us are, you know, wondering what is going on in the world and why in the world did I have to be born during this time in Earth's history? The Lord brought you here to glorify him the same way that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. It's your turn. It's our turn now to not shrink from this moment, but to glorify God in it through how we live, how we operate, and even through our humanity. And so this is just a powerful text for this time. Yeah.
Amen. You know, Mario, I really do appreciate the idea of bringing Jesus into the darkness, into the hard times, instead of us running from it. The Word of God also says in Hosea chapter 2, verse 15, that "I will make the valley of Achor," which translates trouble, "as a door of hope." So this difficulty, this time, Jesus Christ himself exemplifying it, he's like, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving this. This is what I'm here for." And in the name of Jesus, family, so are we. This is our thing. Are we not image bearers? Do we not bring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do we not have the ability only in him to change the atmosphere of everywhere we go? No matter who wins, and I'm not saying it's not important, hear me. No matter who wins an election, no matter what we're going through, we know that we can see with spiritual eyes and we can find God's purpose and plan and follow him even if we can't see it.
Oh, man.
And his name will be glorified, family. We're called to bring Jesus into difficulty, not be saved from it.
Oof. Oh, man. Now is the time. I love that. It is hard, but it's actually, we have the grace, like you were saying, we have the grace and the power to do it. And maybe that's you right now. You're listening right now. You're in the midst of a difficult time. Maybe election season, maybe coronavirus, maybe, you know, a diagnosis, whatever it is, you've just feel like your back is against the wall. Maybe you need prayer right now. Maybe you need community and you've come searching for it. And you see that we're proclaiming power is present, but maybe you don't feel very powerful. 877-7 Let's Pray. There is power in numbers as we lift our voices to God. We want to hear from you. This is your time to give us a call and let's just chat a little bit, but ultimately bring our request to God.
Amen. And family, speaking of talking to each other and bringing our requests to God, we are going to go to our phone lines. Our first caller today is our friend Janine. Welcome back to Let's Pray. Janine, how can we pray today?
Well, I have a praise.
Yay.
From my aunt.
Wonderful.
Sylvia.
Oh, good.
She had her her test on the second, her colonoscopy, and it came out okay.
Oh, good. How's she feeling? How's the diverticulitis acting right now?
I guess it's cleared up.
Really? Praise God.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to praise the Lord for a clear exam as well as the symptoms from it clearing up as well. Praise God. That's wonderful. Oh, the restrictions that happen in our lives when we're not able to be far from certain places that we might need to use.
Yeah. And on my situation, on my payment,
yes, ma'am.
I haven't got any yet. And I only have three left. And I'm cutting them in half.
All right. All right. So, well, we're just praying for the Lord to give you guidance and wisdom and, if needed, the fortitude to go get them. Janine, how are you feeling with cutting them in half? How's your pain right now?
It's sore because I can only take maybe one in a day because I'm doing half. And I'm trying to spare them out. And why I'm not going to see the doctor is because it's in the hospital. And they have said to stay away from the hospital. So I'm trying everything I can do to stay healthy. Because I do live with my mom, who's older. Mm-hmm. She's 76 years old. And for any reason, if I gave her anything, I mean, I would break down.
Yeah.
And
I
my sister's not coming for Thanksgiving because of that.
I understand. These are very difficult times right now. And Janine, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this is so difficult. And what a hard choice something like this is.
Yeah. So either it's sad.
Yeah. Dealing with sadness.
Because I know my uncle's hurting and I can't see my sister and it hurts me.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Miss Janine. Listen, this is exactly what we're here for. We're a community. There are some of us that are feeling victorious. There are some of us who are feeling grief and despair. As many different faces in this community are things that we're each going through. So please don't be sorry. We're here. And even though I'm not right next to you, I pray that the Lord would give you some divine inspiration on how to solve some of these problems or his peace that passes understanding. Maybe some way to work around seeing your sister at a distance, maybe, standing in the yard 15 feet apart or just something. And of course, I'm not a medical doctor. I couldn't advise you, but I just some way to kind of mitigate the loneliness and the heartache that you're feeling right now, because it's prevalent. And we're just, I'm so sorry to hear it. I wish I could help. Can we pray together?
I wish I can see her but she lives in Maryland, so I can't go outside and say hi. But we do talk on the phone.
Praise God. Well, can I pray for you right now, Miss Janine?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity for all of us who may not be feeling exactly the same thing for the same reasons, but we're brothers and sisters in Christ understanding what sadness and loneliness and anxiety of hard choices and concern and care for our family members. There isn't one of us that doesn't understand those feelings, Jesus. And in the midst of differing circumstances, of course, Father, our stories are different. But Jesus, you are speaking to our hearts. And Lord, I ask right now that you would give her supernatural peace. Father, clarity to know what decisions to make, what areas to step out in boldness and in faith, and what areas to continue to use her wisdom, Jesus. And I pray that fear would not overtake her during this time. And Father, I ask that you would bind fear in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would continue to remind Janine how intimately and detailed your love is for her and her mother and her sister, especially over these holidays for so many of us that are coming up. Jesus, there are family members all over the place that are separated right now, and we just want to throw our arms around each other. So Father, in the midst of not being able to do that, could you throw your arms around Miss Janine, Jesus, in a spiritual way? Heavenly Father, let your presence be made tangible or maybe it's just something she could feel, Father. Lord, I know that we walk by faith, but Jesus, Lord, it's wonderful to sense your presence, Lord. Jesus, I pray that you would give Janine the mind of Christ, Heavenly Father, that you would help her to hear you and to see you and to understand your direction over the next few days as she's facing some difficult decisions that she's very concerned about. Lord, we thank you that she loves her mom and she's considering her, and we just ask you, Father, to just lift her to your hands and your heart in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Of course, Miss Janine, we're here for you. Call us back next week. We just want to keep going through this journey with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Yeah, we love you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Hang in there, Miss Janine. We are going to continue. Mm-hmm. On our phone lines, we have Lorna calling from Texas. Lorna, how can we pray or praise with you?
I am asking prayer for my husband. He struggles with alcohol addiction.
Okay. And Miss Lorna, you're...
He's not working.
Your voice is a little muffled. If you could just pull away from the phone a little bit, I can maybe hear you a little clearer.
I'm sorry about that. Is that better?
It's a little bit better. Okay, I heard your husband, and then what happened?
Okay, I'm on my headphone. Let me turn it off and use the phone.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me clearly
much,
now?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm asking prayer for my husband. He has an alcohol addiction problem, and presently he's not working. So I'm asking for prayer for his salvation, and also for my children in Jamaica. I have two sons and a daughter in Jamaica, and three grandchildren and a daughter-in-law. I'm asking prayer for them. My husband's name is Philip, and my son's names are Jason, mm-hmm. Conway, and my daughter's name is Imani. Okay. My daughter-in-law's name is Lisa.
Lisa.
And
okay.
my grandchildren's name is Conway Jr.
Uh-huh.
And my granddaughter's name is... My grandson's name is Nasir.
Okay.
And my granddaughter's name is Saleh.
Saleh.
Don't ask me how those are spelled.
Don't worry about it. I think I got it. I think I got it.
I just need their salvation. Because my boys, I remember when Jason was 8 years old, mm-hmm. Jason came to me and said, "Mom, I'm going to get baptized." And I said to him, Why are you planning to get baptized now? What is going on? And he said to me, "I love Jesus and I want to serve him."
Mm-hmm.
And his brother followed, because Jason's the older one and Conway followed, and Conway said he wanted to do the same thing. So they both got baptized. Jason was 8, Conway was 7.
Mm-hmm.
But of late, I've been talking to Jason, and Jason is telling me that he does not believe in Jesus.
Mm.
And I know that's the plan of the enemy, because those boys grew up, you know, on the Word of God.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so I'm just praying that God will draw them back to himself.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just asking you guys to help me in agreement for their salvation and the salvation of my husband.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Lorna, we will most certainly touch and agree with you on this. And, you know, also pray, we'll also pray for you, because I know that there's so much that is unsaid as it pertains to you being the matriarch of the family, as well as one who is navigating this marriage in which alcohol is present, addiction is present, and all of the unseen and unheard and really maybe unspoken requests that lie with that. So I know if I can sense your heart, then God can more so. Yeah. And so we're going to lift you up in prayer as well as your family. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
For calling.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Mario, was that Lorna? Was that her name?
That's right. Yes, ma'am. It is.
That's Lorna. Okay. Just adding her to my list.
Yes.
Family, let's go over to our friend Perry in North Carolina. North Carolina, you guys. That's how many? Two or three of you guys so far? Two of you.
Right.
Welcome to Let's Pray.
How you doing?
I heard you laughing at me, Perry. Knock it off. praise Jesus. It's good to hear your voice, friend. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
Where were you?
A lot happened.
Okay. Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Just concerned about my mom and my girlfriend.
What's going on with Dorothy?
Well, she's dealing with, like I said, dementia is progressing, and she had a doctor's appointment today with her medical doctor, and she is being set up with a neurologist, which she has seen before, and just going to see what the progression of the dementia is right now. And,
okay, are they going to take some images? Is that the idea?
Yeah, pretty much. And see about increasing the medication. But last week, my mom had an episode, I would say. And she told me that she hated me. And that she really didn't want me to be born. And she had said this before, but the way she said it this time, it went deeper than it did last time in my spirit.
I'm sorry.
And I just began to, I didn't do it in front of her, but I just began to weep after I thought about that. And I'm not sure if it was the dementia or it was her, you know what I'm saying? And I just began to wrestle with that. And
understand.
I'm still wrestling with that.
May I offer you just a small thought? My family has been loving on elderly dementia, extra family members, folks that stay in their homes for probably about 25 years. And there are times where we see the most loving moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas really struggle with flashes of anger and emotion that are just... But I know that you know this. I mean, you're there taking care of her every day, but I just want to, maybe sometimes you get kind of in a tunnel vision when you're there all the time helping. And I just wanted to try to just encourage you because it is so difficult. And if it's not the dementia and she's feeling that way, that's hard. If it is the dementia, then it's the dementia, and then that's difficult too. So, I mean, the heaviness is there. I think I might see where you're coming from either way, but at the same time, just know your mama loves you. Are you getting enough rest? Are you doing self-care? Because caregiver burnout is real, especially when it's loving on family members.
I usually go to bed around maybe 8:30 or 9 and I'm up by 4 in the morning.
Okay.
That's how I start my day. I'm up at 4.
Oh.
And but I'm progressing. My blood sugar is up. It's over 200. Sometime it was 3. So I'm trying to get that down. I had a migraine headache about 2 weeks ago. Just laid in bed. Well, I didn't really lay in bed, but just laid on the bed because I couldn't do anything. And but that's better. Concerned about my girlfriend, Madison. She's been dealing with an ulcer for like the last eight months. And her and her mom are still in New Jersey trying to settle some things with her late father's estate, which she still hasn't got yet. And so she's still working on that and just wanting prayer for her. And
right.
I just, you know, I know my mom is, like I said, she's 94. But, you know, this dementia, God can heal everything, anything he wants, when he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And, but his will has to be done. And so where I am now, like I said, I have support for my family. But still, I'm here, and I see what goes on with my mom. And
yes, sir.
The
ins and outs and everything.
Just give me peace. Yeah, just give me peace. Just give me rest, because that's what I need. Spiritual rest.
Amen.
Physical, I'm good.
And it's such a strange role reversal to take care of a parent. This is not an easy job that you've taken on, and I just... I want to say congratulations again on paying off her house. That's a really big deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of sacrifice for you and your siblings that you mentioned before. And it sounds like Madison's going through a lot. So there's a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you, it sure drives us to our knees, doesn't it?
You ain't lying.
It's such an opportunity for Jesus to show himself faithful, friend. And that's what I believe, hearing all of these things.
I mean, if, like you said, it will either drive you to your knees or it will drive you crazy. It's your choice.
So, yeah, and he'll let us go crazy. Hello, Nebuchadnezzar, or me when I got sober.
I know. And it's like the more you want to, well, I'll say for me, I can't speak for anyone else, the more I want to do God's will and I pray a lot. I pray a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the enemy is still trying to attack me, which that's his job. But I know God is stronger. He has given me what I need. And he has my back. I just need to stay focused.
We just pray that you would lean on that strong tower, Perry, because he's going to fortify you. May your roots go down deep in the name of Jesus so that you might know how much he loves you. So that you become immovable in the midst of this, in the mighty name of Jesus. Perry, it's our honor to pray for you again, friend, and we'll do so in just a moment, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you
soon. Have a good night.
You betcha. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, Linda.
Everything that's going on, and his voice peps right up, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
Everything.
Miss Linda, thank you for holding, calling from Texas. How can we pray or praise with you? Are you there? Miss Linda, if you can hear us, it seems like we've been disconnected. We're going to.
Can you hear me? Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now?
I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Praise the Lord.
Good.
I have a praise report. About a month ago, I called for you all to pray about giving my son favor for open opportunity of a job.
Yes.
And after we had prayed, then the doors just started opening up. I mean, he had been getting interviews after interviews. I mean, it's just, he said, Mom, first of all, it was like a dryness. And then all of a sudden, it was like rain coming from the sky with people calling him. And but it was one company that wanted him so, you know, they still want him. But the issue was, they had asked him for his degree from the university he graduated from,
mm-hmm.
Because he's a mechanical engineer, and it's been like 21 years ago that he's been working as an engineer for major companies doing projects, handling millions of dollars and saving their money and working on projects dealing with biotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
And with companies like Medtronic, just guidance, you know. And so when they asked him for it, he called home and said, "Mom, do you?" Said they want my degree, his degree, mm-hmm. in Bachelor of Mechanical Engineering. I said, "Well, honey, I don't have it." I said, "I thought you had it." So he called the university and they said, "I'm sorry, but we don't have a degree here for you." He said, "What you mean?" He said, "Well," they said, "Well, you were supposed to have taken this one course and submit it in." He said, "Well, I did. 21 years ago, I did." And they said, "Well, wow. We don't have it on your transcript stating that." So then he had to go to the company in the university in California that he attended to get to finish this one course.
Wow.
He submitted it in to them. It went through. Now, this has been like 3 weeks now, but it went around. He said, "Mom, it went around in a circle." He had called. You know, he texted, emailed the deans of the university. And they said that they're going to be meeting on the 13th. This is where they meet once a month on the 13th,
okay.
which is this coming November. And all he needs is that bachelor's degree, and they honor that one course that he needed because okay. he made an A in it, and he just needed on the transcript saying, "Okay, here's your degree." You know?
Yes.
Now, he's been in the field all these years
right.
working for major companies. And never did get that degree.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yes.
Listen.
Experience is great. He's a consultant. They want him, you know, he's just the marvelous work he's done for the world.
Yes.
And yet he never did get his degree.
Incredible.
But he worked in the field.
What a story. What a journey. And it's awesome to hear that he was able to finish that one credit. And we will be praying that this November, you said the 14th?
13th. November 13th.
That all will go well on that day, and we anticipate it in Jesus' name. Miss Linda, thank you so much for calling with the praise report, and we are certainly going to continue on this journey with you and your son. We can't wait
to
see what God will do, and we'll certainly lift you and him up today in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Amen. Well, Mario, I know we have a few folks to pray for. I'll go ahead and begin, if you wouldn't mind anchoring this prayer.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to come to just talk to you, Jesus. Lord, I could think of lots of fancy things to say, but really, we just need you, Lord. I would just surrender ourselves to you, Father. We surrender our prayers, our concerns, our lives to you, Jesus. And I'd like to lift up Perry right now, Heavenly Father. The burden is heavy. Jesus, his mother is saying things in the midst of her dementia, Father, that they cut like a knife. And regardless of whether it's the dementia saying it or whether it's buried feelings based in regression, Father, whatever that might be, Jesus, Lord, we know that you will never forsake him, that those words will never come from your mouth. And then in the meantime, Jesus, you're also ministering to Dorothy. Heavenly Father, it is hard. It is hard on those who love family members that are going through dementia and dementia-related illnesses, Heavenly Father. But I cannot imagine what it is like to be the person who's going through it. And Father, Lord, we are tempted sometimes to think that folks with dementia don't know, and so it can't be that bad. But Father, there are moments of clarity, times of anxiety. There are things that affect them differently than other people their same age, Heavenly Father, and it is incredibly difficult. So Heavenly Father, we just ask for a hedge of protection around Miss Dorothy. Jesus, we thank you that you are speaking peace to her. Lord, we ask for healing. We are not ashamed to ask, Lord, because we know that you're a Father who gives good gifts. Jesus, please be with Madison and her ulcer, Father. She's also dealing with the loss of her father and going through things with his estate, and there's just so many things that are probably not beneficial to an ulcer during this time. Father, I pray that you would help them to figure out what it is, if there's a medical basis or it's a stress basis, Father, whatever that might be, Heavenly Father, to clear that up, and so that she might receive healing, and that, Lord, she would also receive wisdom and understanding during this time, and that she would not forget to pursue you for that wisdom and understanding, Jesus. Draw them closer to each other in relationship, Father. And Lord, we thank you that you are the one who knows the answers. And so, Father, where I am falling short in this moment, I just ask that you would fill in the space where, Jesus, I'm not God. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God, we just want to bring Lorna before you. And Lorna called on behalf of everyone except for herself. And yet I know that there are so many things that she needs or could use prayer for. So I just want to start off by lifting her up in the name of Jesus. You have been walking with her in this leg of her journey. Her husband, Philip, is dealing with alcoholism. Addiction. He is unemployed, which there is a strain on Lorna that probably can't be articulated. But we ask that you would be the same burden bearer and burden lifter and way maker as you have been since before the beginning of time. And so, Lord, we call on you now in every form and fashion that you can manifest yourself according to Lorna's needs, that she will feel or experience your presence and your peace in the midst of all of this. She calls and asks for prayer requests on behalf of her children and her grandchildren, especially Jason, who is claiming that he no longer believes in you, Lord. No matter where he's at in this moment, we just pray that you would show up in that situation, and may he feel the agape love of you, your son, and the Holy Spirit as he navigates, and may it bring him right back to where he first started, confessing his love and the desire to serve you. Thank you for having the final say on his life, and we rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus from his life, as well as Conway, Imani, Lisa, Conway Jr., Nasir, and Saleh. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cover this family, and may the tests that they're experiencing, may the trials that they're experiencing, one day give way to a testimony that changes other people's lives because they see Christ in them. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. And then, Lord, we ask for, on behalf of Miss Linda, we just praise you for opening up the floodgates of blessing for her son. It has not come without trial, and the next level rarely does. But Lord, he is navigating through it. He got an A on his course. On the 13th of November, he will have his entire situation up for review. I pray, Lord, that all things go well in the name of Jesus. You brought him this far, and we glorify you in advance for what you'll do, and may you be glorified through everything that transpires in his life. Thank you for Miss Linda. Bless and keep her as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, praise God, Mario. We're going to go back into the Word of God. Family, listen, the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's literally alive in the mighty name of Jesus. So family, in Luke chapter 22, verses 52 and 53, it says, "Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, 'Am I leading a rebellion that you've come with swords and clubs? Every day I was in the temple with you in the court, every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you didn't lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns.'" And I really appreciate the thought that darkness cannot touch him until he gives it permission. I really like that, because when we're looking around in the world today and we are facing struggle, but there's Jesus. He knows what's going on. He sees what's happening. He is not a far off God. But the point I'd like to make over all of this is that darkness cannot touch without his permission. And if it has his permission, that means it's inside of his plan.
Yeah.
That we're not left alone and hopeless, like just, you know, oh, he knew that, you know, harm was coming to somebody, or he knew that struggle was happening. Yep, he said it was okay. No, he said it was okay and he made a way. He's not the causer of all things, but he is sovereign over all things. And family, darkness only has power when Jesus allows it to. He is king over all, family.
Yeah, you know, season, this is so poignant and relevant because there are individuals I know listening who are just trying to figure out how or why in the world they're in the midst of everything that's going on personally and
Mario.
Globally in their lives. And so, you know, they're trying to figure out, it's dark all around me. How in the world as a Christian, how in the world as a believer, am I dropped into this place in my life with whatever's going on? But it is encouraging to know that Jesus himself was in a dark place, but that he believed that his Father had a plan, and that his Father would stick to the plan for his life, and that he would follow through with it ultimately. And it is no less for us, season. What an encouraging verse and emphasis right there.
Yeah. I praise God for it. I really feel like in this time and this year and all of the things that have been going on, where the enemy wants us to believe that we're just barely squeaking by. I mean, we're just barely making it. That's not the truth. Just angelically, he's out 2-1. You know, we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Yes, we do get struck down, but we are not destroyed. And family, at the cross, it looked like darkness reigned. He said when they came to get him in the garden, just there in the scripture, you guys are coming for me, but you know what? You can't lay a hand on me until I say so. This hour, this is when you guys get your moment. This is your hour of darkness. Mm-hmm. But he knew, and I pray that we can have faith, because it seems like it might be part of his process. He knew that he was going to come out of that tomb. And so, family, if we could just focus on the unseen and believe in the goodness of our God, evil cannot prevail upon us without God's plan. It cannot reign in our lives, in our country. And just remember, Jesus came out of that tomb, you guys. Resurrection happened.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Listen, we have a caller.
So, family.
Go ahead, season.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to talk to our Facebook family real quick before we go over to the phones.
No problem.
So we have a vibrant social media community. Thanks, Mario. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. Mario, we have our friend Mario in the Philippines. He's hanging out with us again. And then also in the Philippines as well, we have Pastor Joel and Joel Jr. watching from Hope Channel Philippines. You guys, did you know? Did you know that we have a Hope Channel Philippines? If you didn't, you do now. We also have a Let's Pray Philippines, Let's Pray Ghana. I believe there's a Let's Pray India. There's, praise Jesus for the work that he's doing. We know that our God is a God of prayer. Rita is in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Erica is in Florida. And Monica is in Michigan. Praise the Lord for all of you. Lubianka says, please pray for my children, Adrian and Aniel. My husband died 3 months ago, and it is hard. I cannot imagine. I literally cannot imagine the difficulty that your family is going through. But I do know that it's not up to me to know or to understand. It's up to Jesus. And I praise God that he sees you and he knows. And he's weeping with you. He's rejoicing with you in those moments where you're remembering and laughing. He's there with you. So please be encouraged. And we're going to be lifting you up here in just a moment. Claudina says, good evening. Let's pray, family, please. Asking for prayers for my children and my family. Thank you. And Keith, our friend Keith, I believe in Texas, says, please pray for our nation and healing in these changing times, and pray for our world leaders, and pray for me and my families on both of the sides and his co-workers. He has a corporate mindset, it seems like. He's thinking about the world at large and his community. So Keith, praise God for that example. And Lucia says, please pray for me as well as my family in Premont, Texas. Texas, how you doing, family? We love you over there as well. I love this global community. Mario, I know that you have a phone call. I'll toss it back over to you, friend.
Thank you, Season. Robert was on the line. We no longer have Robert on the line. So, Robert, if you're
listening, sorry.
Not sure if you got disconnected or had to go, whatever the case is, I have your name written down. Mm-hmm. So when we pray, I'm going to certainly lift you up. And family, once again, 877-7, let's pray. We have about 13 minutes left. But if you have a call, call in and let's talk. Let's chat for a few seconds and lift your request to the Lord. But Robert, and I think we can go ahead and pray for some of the individuals on social media, Season, and I'll lift up Robert as well.
All right, family. Well, Mario, will you go ahead and start, and then I'll cover the Facebook requests. We'll circle back and talk about our promise of the day.
All right, let's pray. Dear God, we are grateful just to be together. Lord, we just want to lift up Robert, who was disconnected, but I know that there was a request on his heart. Lord, we know that you hear it. We just want to honor his attempt and lift his request to you, even though we don't know what it is. You do, God, and so we rest in that knowledge. Not only do you know, but you can do something about it. So whether it's family, whether it's illness, whether it's anxiety, no matter what it is, God, we hand it over to you in the name of Jesus now. And I just feel impressed. There's so much going on in the world right now. We're right in the middle of an election. And Lord, we will not dismiss what we're all feeling and what many of us are feeling and thinking. There is anxiety in the world. There's depression. There is a huge question mark before us. But Lord, we know that you rise up kings and you tear them down. In other words, you are in charge. And we just don't clamor to that reality as a band-aid or as therapy, but we believe it in the name of Jesus, that you've gotten us this far in our lives. Regardless of who's in leadership, regardless of who's in power, you are ultimately in control. We declare it tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare peace over the United States of America and every country associated or tied to it. We declare the enemy has no place, that we ban his presence in the name of Jesus, and we come against rioting. We come against malice and ill intent. And Lord, we just pray that our homes and our families would be safe, and that we would truly have peace. This is when we need it. And so, Lord, please, may your spirit be present in our lives, in our communities, and in our world. We thank you for moving. When Joshua commanded the sun to stand still, you honored it. That same power is present with us as believers. And so we command the enemy to go, and we command the presence of the Holy Spirit by your grace in our lives, in our communities, and in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer, and I agree with my brother in Christ, Mario. Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are a sovereign King. And there are times where knowing that doesn't necessarily dispel the trials that we're in. But Father, I pray that it would help to give us perspective and vision in the midst of it, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's okay for us to struggle, but Lord, I pray that you would help us to be fortified by that struggle in the name of Jesus. I believe it is the fertile soil where you grow your fruit. And we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would shut the accuser's mouth. Lord, there is so much accusation going around between brothers and sisters in Christ and families and political systems, and just there's so much, Lord, and it's just the enemy, Father, just talking and spreading and just busy, Father. And so I just pray that you would close his mouth, Father. Lord, I pray that we would be able to share your heart, share your mind. The word says that you've given us the mind of Christ. Lord, help us to share your thoughts and your wisdom and your understanding and to experience you the way you want us to. Give us a deep sense of intimacy with you, Father, and connection to you and your heart for other people, Father, that we would feel what ill about injustice. And Father, here we pick situations of injustice, but the entirety of it, Father. Lord, I pray that we would lean in to restoration and reconciliation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help us to experience you as our supernatural King and to walk in the knowledge, Father, that what your word says about who you are is the truth. And Father, subsequently, who we are because of you is the truth, Lord. Help us to have supernatural forgiveness, repentance, revelation, wisdom, guidance, and resources, Heavenly Father. Lord, I want to lift up our social media community. Praise God for Hope Channel Philippines, Father. I pray a blessing over them, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you would be in their midst, giving them wisdom and discernment to know how to move forward and spread the love that you have for others, Jesus. Give us a deep revelation of your love, Father. Jesus, I pray for Lubianka's request and Claudia and our brother Keith and Lucia. Heavenly Father, I carry on to our friend Claire and Regini. Heavenly Father, I see Regini's name every week, and she's saying this week, please pray for my mother Irene and I, for God's protection over us, and also for peace and healing for Haiti. Heavenly Father, be with the island of Haiti. They have suffered much, and there is much going on the island, on both sides, the Dominican and Haiti, Father. And we ask for a supernatural, Father, that seems to be my word today, Lord, revival and adherence to the word of God over those countries and on that island in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would break the strongholds that are over that place in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that people would be coming to you and saved by the truth of who you are, Lord, by faith through grace in mighty ways in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I lift up Brenda. Jesus is wonderful. Heavenly Father, last week we prayed for Kathy, diagnosed with cancer on her spine. Her prognosis is very good now, she says. We praise your holy name. Man, you're a miracle working God, and we just rejoice, Father. There is none like you, Lord. Where else are we going to go in the midst of all of this, Jesus? I thank you for the struggle because it drives us straight to you, Lord. I would love to ask for relief from the struggle, but Father, I'm afraid to ask for it because not operating out of fear, but seeing how if we lift the struggle, Father, where is that desperation for you, Lord? And so, Jesus, I thank you that your name will be glorified, that your plan and purposes will be achieved, Father, that your word will not return unto you void, Jesus, and that no matter what we see with our physical eyes, we know the spiritual truth. And Father, we're asking that your kingdom come and your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of this community. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, family. Mario, we have the promise of the day. Would you read this awesome scripture, please?
Sure. It's coming from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And it's familiar. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Powerful text there. You know, it's right in line, Season, and I'll go ahead and let you expound on the emphasis a little bit.
No, okay. Please go. Go ahead, no, you know. No. Yeah,
no.
Please.
No, so, you know, it says we're talking about the times that we're living in. This is not a time of mistake, but it's part of his purpose for us, and I love this season. It's because, you know, we're always trying to escape. We're not always trying to escape. Often, as we've been talking about,
I do
trying to escape, you know, hard or difficult times. But we're here for a purpose, and we've been talking about that today, that we, by God's grace, aren't going to shrink from it, but not just because we're choosing to be bold and courageous in tough times, but more so because God has a plan in the midst of it for us, and he's not just leaving us out to dry with it. And so I just love that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He's not leaving us out to dry, Mario. I mean, can you imagine being at the foot of the cross when he was crucified? The devastation of these people's entire lives, the Messiah they had been praying for, gone.
Yeah.
And they did not know what was going to be what was going to happen. We look back and we know.
Right.
But they didn't in that moment. So the darkness did seem to prevail during that time. But boy, did our Jesus have a plan.
That's right.
He had a plan, family. We are his fruit. We are his joy. And I'm just so grateful that that resurrection came.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so Amen. Powerful. I'm grateful also, Season, because these scriptures have highlighted one theme that I've seen throughout. And that is, number one, God is not asking us to go through something that he has not gone through. And then number two, he went through it in a greater, more pressing degree than we'll ever have to. And then number three, there's grace in the midst of it for us to pass through it. And so he says, you know, in his word, you will in this life, you will have trial and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and we are overcomers with him when we are in him. And that's just some great hope for us in times like these.
Amen. If I may share one more thought before we move to our final prayer for today's program. I'm just so grateful that our God is a purifying fire. Mm-hmm. He's a consuming fire. But this is a time, it seems like, of purification for us as individual believers, for the body of Christ, for the church, his bride. Mm-hmm. I am grateful. Looking back at some of this time, seeing where he's shown me the weak spots in my walls, thinking of Nehemiah, where they're doubling the guard at the weak spots or at the torn down areas. I'm grateful that he's showing me my reactions and the way that I see things in areas where I wasn't trusting or where my faith was not where it could have been, where he would like it mercifully to be, not in shame, but just sister and daughter, this is something that we can strengthen. And so he has a plan and a purpose for us, and that's to grow us and mature us in Jesus Christ. It's not always easy, but it is always going to be beautiful. He's refining us, just beautiful, pure. What does he say? Help me remember the scripture. He says, finer than pure gold. I'm messing it up.
Yeah, no.
I'll remember after the fact. I know I will.
No, that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. And may we allow him to do it, and may there be grace present for us to go through it. Thank you so much for that emphasis, Season.
Amen.
Yeah.
Will you pray, please?
Sure, let's pray. Dear Lord, you know what's going on. You know that we love this community, and we know that you love the community even more. Bless us until we meet again by your grace. Don't allow us to just survive, but thrive, because we know you and we love you and you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. May your justice prevail, Jesus. Family, we are so glad that you have joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we move into a new portion of scripture for our series, The Prayers of the Righteous.
That's right. You can find us during the week on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Don't forget, prayer partners are standing by until midnight Eastern time for your needs.
We'll see you next week here at Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.